A bird's eye view of a desert with sand dunes stretching towards the horizon. A small green tree grows among the desolate landscape. A black outline appears and frames the vegetation. Oddlot Entertainment. When I understand my enemy well enough to defeat him, then in that moment, I also love him. A.E. Wiggin.
Target east of now, 10,000.
Over, go to take out the target.
I've got a tower, Fox away.
Fighter jets clash with alien ships.
50 years ago, an alien force known as the Formics attacked Earth. Tens of millions died. It was only through the sacrifice of our greatest commander that we avoided total annihilation.
A fighter jet climbs upwards into the belly of an alien control ship and detonates in a brilliant explosion. A video game is reflected in a blue eye.
We've been preparing for them to come back ever since. The International Fleet decided that the world's smartest children are the planet's best hope. Raised on war games, their decisions are intuitive, decisive, fearless. I am one of those recruits.
I've watched through his eyes. I've listened through his ears. And I tell you, he's the one.
That's what you said about his brother.
Brother tested out impossible for other reasons. Nothing to do with his tactical abilities.
I got you.
Go back.
He's gonna crush him.
Come on! You can't do that.
You gotta use what's around you.
No, I had you all the way through the belt.
You miscalculated your trajectory relative to the incoming asteroid.
Don't lecture me, Wiggin. You cheated.
It was a good game. Thanks.
The young boy gets up to leave.
Hey!
Brow creased, Wiggin turns to face his surly opponent.
Play again.
Sorry. Tomorrow, maybe?
You see? He's got a talent for strategy.
His humility could be false. Part of a strategy to avoid antagonizing an ego-driven opponent.
Which makes him even smarter.
He may be a genius, but we need someone the others will follow. A leader. He can't win on his own.
Well, let's see how he handles rejection.
Andrew Ender Wiggin. Please report to the infirmary. Ender Wiggin to the infirmary.
Ender Wiggin stops in the hallway. A small metal implant is visible on the back of his neck. In a white office, a smiling woman enters.
Hello, Ender.
Oh.
That nasty monitor is coming out today. Please, lie face down.
Am I off the program? Did I do something wrong?
That's not really for me to say.
A nurse pushes a steel tray of sterile equipment to the doctor, who dons a pair of rubber gloves as Ender watches.
Lie down. The sooner we get this done, the sooner you can move on.
Ender lies face down on the table and the doctor straps his head in place. The cold gleam of the surgical lights cast a halo around him.
Ready? This won't hurt a bit.
A robotic arm appears and reaches toward the implant on the back of his neck. The device is dropped into a beaker of water where it stains the liquid red. Ender exits the office with his hand on his neck. His head is down so he doesn't see a boy. Then several others step into the corridor and block his path.
Where do you think you're going, Wiggin?
Washed out, huh?
Come on!
Come on, get him in there!
I'm expecting.
Come on!
They push him into a biology lab.
Come on, G. One-on-one. For real this time. No game.
He's got no monitor now.
That's right. No one watching you now, Wiggin.
One-on-one. Then why are your boys holding me?
He shoves them away.
Let's go.
Come on, man.
Ender is pushed against a table where he picks up a claw-like weapon and strikes the bully. who falls on the shards of the broken specimen case.
Stay down.
I'm gonna kill you, Chief.
Ender kicks him repeatedly.
Take it easy, Ender.
Ender brandishes the claw at the other boys, who try to intervene.
You might be thinking of ganging up on me, but just remember what I do to people who try to hurt me.
The older officer stands and steps forward as he observes the confrontation through the monitor. His name tag reads Graf. He wears a slight smile as he nods to himself.
He said I was cheating. He said that was while I was off the program. And I kept on kicking him.
Doesn't matter.
Even after he was down.
He'll never bully you again.
All I could think was, what would Peter do?
He gazes at the girl with tear-filled eyes.
I'm just like him, though.
No. No, you are nothing like him, Ender.
Nothing like who?
I thought you had a game.
Rained out. What's he crying about?
I'm not crying. My monitor's gone. No, I'm just like you.
You mean the mom and dad spent all that money on a third? And now he's off the program, too?
Stop it, Peter. He made it farther than either of us.
A dropout. Remember how to play Formix and Astronauts?
That's it. Where's Mom?
No, don't. I'll play.
Put the mask on. You can be the bug.
Peter, you're insane!
Stay out of this, Valentine!
No, stop it!
All right, bug. You started it. You attack first.
Peter, let me in!
Come on!
Peter pins Ender to the bed by his neck.
Come on, fight back! Last we got one of you alive.
Peter, stop!
You know I could kill you just like this?
Please.
I should have been chosen.
Peter lets go and leaves with a contemptuous look. Later that night, the Wigan family dines together.
Deep space intel shows us that the number of enemy ships already deployed is 10 times those we faced during the first invasion. The Formics are rebuilding and strengthening their fleet. We must conquer or die.
Turn it off, please, John.
Why, you'd rather not know what's going on in the world?
We must never again bear witness to the slaughter of tens of millions of innocent people, as we did during the Formic invasion.
I'd rather you talk to your son.
Our survival demands total commitment to the destruction of the enemy.
If you want, I'll go away, so you don't have to be embarrassed.
Ender, no one is embarrassed.
I'm a third. I should never have been born.
No, we wanted you, Ender. We just needed permission.
His mother looks pointedly at John.
John, please say something.
Ender watches his father.
It's a tough program, Ender. When they brought me to this country, there was less competition, and still I didn't make it. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing.
Sensor alert. Front door. Please state your name.
Colonel Hiram Graf, Director of Training, International Fleet. This is my colleague, Major Anderson. May we?
Why'd you keep kicking him? You'd already won the fight. Did you enjoy it?
No.
Then why?
Speak up, son.
Ender looks up at Anderson.
Knocking him down was the first fight. I wanted to win all the next ones, too. So they'd leave me alone.
Ender, you should have asked a grown-up for help.
Nonsense. He can fight his own battles. Colonel, he was obviously being bullied, and he defended himself.
Son,
I'd like to offer you a place in our program.
Surprised, Ender's parents exchange looks with their son. Ender faces Graf with eyebrows drawn, confused.
But you took away my monitor. The final step in our evaluation is always to see what happens when the monitor is removed.
And he passed? He put a child in the hospital.
It's not what he did. It's why he did it. Tactical, a strategy to stop future attacks.
Ender, you don't have to do this.
Ender and I should have a private conversation.
Absolutely not.
With all respect, sir, you really can't stop me.
The two men lock eyes. Outside, Graf sits with Ender.
The Formix might have wiped us out the last time, you know. A brilliant commander is the only thing that saved us.
He's a reckon.
He's a Rackham. We need minds like yours, Ender. Young people integrate complex data more easily than adults.
Will the monitor be reinstalled?
No. You're graduating to battle school. Privacy rights restored. If there's a chance that because of you, the Formics might leave us alone forever, then I have to ask you to come with me.
Graf squeezes his shoulder as Ender looks down, contemplating his decision.
It's what I was born for, right?
The next day, Val hugs Ender.
Valentine was too compassionate for battle school.
A massive launch pad is nestled in a snow-covered valley surrounded by craggy mountains.
My brother Peter washed out because he was too quick to violence. Colonel Graf said I need to find a balance between those emotions if I were to succeed.
Ender, in a yellow jumpsuit, enters a shuttle with Graf.
Join the others.
Go on.
Anderson motions Ender toward a compartment of children strapped into seats.
Are you ready? Yeah.
They all look up as Ender walks in. He moves down the aisle and takes a seat in the back.
You're late.
Out of my control. I'm Ender.
He holds out his hand.
Ender?
What kind of name is that?
What's your name?
He keeps his hand up.
Name's Bean.
Bean.
Grew up on the streets, not worth a bean.
Ender smiles and straps himself in as the warning signal goes off and the shuttle starts to move into its takeoff position.